4. Special Ministry of Solitary Messengers. The solitary messengers seem to be personality coordinators for all types of spirit beings. Their ministry helps to make all the personalities of the far-flung spiritual world akin. They contribute much to the development, in all spirit beings, of a consciousness of group identity. Every type of spirit being is served by special groups of solitary messengers who foster the ability of such beings to understand and fraternize with all other types and orders, however dissimilar. The solitary messengers demonstrate such an amazing ability to coordinate all types and orders of finite personality, even to make contact with the absolute regime of the Master Universe over controllers, that some of us postulate that the creation of these messengers by the Infinite Spirit is in some manner related to the conjoint actor's bestowal of Supreme Ultimate Mind. When a Finna leader and a Paradise citizen cooperate in the trinitization of a child of time and eternity, a transaction involving the unrevealed mind potentials of the Supreme Ultimate, and when such an unclassified personality is dispatched to Vicegerrington, a solitary messenger, a conjectured personality repercussion of the bestowal of such deity mind, is always assigned as guardian companion to such a creature, trinitized son. This messenger accompanies the new son of destiny to the world of his assignment and nevermore leaves Vicegerrington. When thus attached to the destinies of a child of time and eternity, a solitary messenger is forever transferred to the sole supervision of the Archetex of the Master Universe. What the future of such an extraordinary association may be, we do not know. For ages these partnerships of unique personalities have continued to foregather on Vicegerrington, but not even a single pair has ever gone forth therefrom. Solitary messengers are of stationary numbers, but the trinitization of the sons of destiny is apparently an unlimited technique. Since each trinitized son of destiny has assigned to him a solitary messenger, it appears to us that at some time in the remote future the supply of messengers will become exhausted. Who will take up their work in the grand universe? Will their service be assumed by some new development among the inspired Trinity spirits? Is the grand universe at some remote period going to be more nearly administered by Trinity origin beings while the single and dual origin creatures move on into the realms of outer space? If the messengers return to their former service, will these sons of destiny accompany them? Will the trinitizations between Finna leaders and Paradise Haveners cease when the supply of solitary messengers has been absorbed as guardian companions of these sons of destiny? Are all our efficient solitary messengers going to be concentrated on Vicegerrington? Are these extraordinary spirit personalities going to be eternally associated with these trinitized sons of unrevealed destiny? What significance should we attach to the fact that these couples foregathering on Vicegerrington are under the exclusive direction of those mighty mystery beings, the architects of the Master Universe? These and many similar questions we ask ourselves, and ask numerous other orders of celestial beings, but we do not know the answers. This transaction, together with many similar occurrences in universe administration, unmistakably indicates that the personnel of the grand universe, even that of Havona and Paradise, is undergoing a definite and certain reorganization in coordination with, and with reference to, the vast energy evolutions now taking place throughout the realms of outer space. We incline to the belief that the eternal future will witness phenomena of universe evolution which will far transcend all that the eternal past has experienced. And we anticipate such tremendous adventures, even as you should, with keen relish and ever-heightening expectation. presented by a divine counselor from Uversa.